From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Bill Finn. A prosecutor says the indictment of the captain of a Missouri tourist boat that sank and killed 17 people marks the beginning, but not the end, of a federal prosecution in the case. U.S. Attorney Timothy Garrison announced on Thursday that 51-year-old Kenneth Scott McKee has been indicted on 17 counts related to the July deaths, which include 9 members of an Indiana family. Garrison said he couldn't comment on specifics of the investigation. McKee's attorney declined comment Thursday. The duck boat sank in July at Table Rock Lake, near the southwest Missouri tourist town of Branson. Duck boats are amphibious vessels originally used by military during World War II, but some have been refurbished for tourism. Two members of St. Louis's state legislative delegation were elected to leadership posts yesterday. Jason Rosenbaum reports on their priorities.
Republican Senator Dave Schatz of Sullivan was picked to be Senate President pro tem, who has power to appoint committee chairman. He says his first priority will be to improve the state's workforce development and transportation infrastructure.
My role in this position is to move in the direction that the majority wants to move and the priorities that the majority of the Senate wants to accomplish.
Senate Minority Leader Gina Walsh of Belle Fountain Neighbors will remain in her post. She says her caucus is ready to work with Governor Mike Parson in the coming session. Over on the House side, Democrats chose State Representative Crystal Quaid of Springfield to be Minority Leader. House Speaker Elijah Haar won his leadership race last year. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Environmentalists are lauding a federal court order that blocks a Trump administration permit for the construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, pending an environmental review. The pipeline would begin in Alberta and shuttle as much as 830,000 barrels a day of crude through a half dozen states to terminals on the Gulf Coast. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris essentially delayed the $8 billion project to study its environmental impact. Environmentalists and Native American groups sued to stop the project, citing property rights and potential oil spills. Becky Mitchell is chair of the Northern Plains Resource Council and a plaintiff in the case. She said the organization is thrilled with the ruling. TransCanada, which is pushing the project, did not immediately respond to a request for comment early Friday. Authorities say a suspect in a Missouri bank robbery has confessed to 2 other bank robberies in the state and a 4th in Florida. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that 33-year-old Roger Ballinger of Springfield was arrested Monday in Columbia. A complaint filed in federal court says he fled on foot after robbing a Commerce Bank branch with an airsoft pistol. The complaint says he confessed to a March bank robbery in St. Petersburg, Florida, and 2 other Columbia bank robberies. They happened in June and September. No court date has been set for Ballinger, who was jailed in Boone County. I'm Bill Finn, KBIA News, Columbia.